उवाच
संजय उवाच
दृष्ट्वा तु पांडवानीकम्
दृष्ट्वा तु पांडवानीकम्
व्यूढं
दुर्योधनस्
स्वदा
आचार्यम्
उपसंगम्य
राजा
वचनम्
अब्रवीत्
दृष्ट्वा तु पांडवानीकम् व्यूढं
दुर्योधनस्तदा
आचार्यमुपसंगम्य
राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
After seeing Pandava Anikam,
the soldiers of the Pandavas,
Vyudhang,
arranged in military phalanx,
Duryodhana,
King Duryodhana.
At that time,
Acharyam,
the teacher.
Upasangamya,
approaching nearby.
Raja,
the king.
Vachanam,
words.
Abravit,
spoke.
Translation:
Sanjaya said, "O king, after looking over the army gathered by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and began to speak the following words.
So Dhritarashtra inquired from Sanjaya, "Kim akurvat? After my sons and my brother's sons assembled together for fighting, what did they do? This was the inquiry. So, to encourage him, because Sanjaya could understand the feelings of his master, that he wanted the fight, no compromise, Kshatriya spirit, let my sons and my brother's sons fight. That is Kshatriya spirit. My sons are 100 in number and they are only 5. So certainly my sons will come out victorious and then the kingdom is assured." That was his plan. So Sanjaya, his secretary, could understand the feeling. Of course, at last he'd inform differently. Jatra Jogeshwaro Hari. At last he described, "My dear sir, you do not expect victory. It is not possible. Because the other side is Krishna, Jatra Jogeshwara Hari, and the fighter Arjuna. So it is beyond your expectation of victory." But in the beginning, he says, "Don't be discouraged. There was no compromise. Immediately, your son, Duryodhana," and he's addressing himself as Raja, because Dhritarashtra would be encouraged when at least he thinks of his son becoming the king. Therefore, he said Raja. So, Drishtva to Pandavani. Duryodhana did not expect that the Pandavas would be able to accomplish military strength so nicely because they were bereft of all sources. Their kingdom was taken away, their money was usurped, they are sent into the forest, so many tribulations. But the foolish Duryodhana did not know that above all there was Krishna on that side, that he could not calculate. Therefore, when he saw the Pandavas are well equipped with good number of soldiers, Pandavanikam, he was a little surprised. How they could gather so many soldiers? So immediately, to consult the commander-in-chief, Dronacharya. Dronacharya was everyone's teacher. Acharya. Acharya means teacher. Acharya Mamasangamya. The military teacher. So Duryodhana, he was military teacher of the Pandavas also. When all of them were children, they were given under the instruction of Dronacharya. Dronacharya was Brahmana, but he knew the military art. Therefore, he was appointed teacher for all the boys, the Kaurava. Acharya, Dronacharya joined with Duryodhana. Bhishma Dev joined with Duryodhana. None of them joined with Arjuna. Because Arjuna or Maharaj Yudhishthira was not king at that time, the financial control was not in their hands, and these people, sons of Dhritarashtra, they were on the government political power, the financial control was in their hand. So they were giving enough money for maintenance. So Dronacharya and Bhishma Dev, so they felt obliged. Of course, they knew everything, but externally they felt obligation. Arjuna, I am getting money from Duryodhana, so in this point of danger, if I do not join him, it does not look well. I am getting financial maintenance. Of course, Arjuna did not ask him. Arjuna was satisfied with Krishna. That's all. Krishna also divided himself because it is family quarrel. So he said, I cannot take part with anyone. And even if I take part, side of any of you, I shall not fight. Directly I shall not fight. I may be on your side or that side, but I will not fight. Still Arjuna was satisfied. So Krishna, in order to satisfy Arjuna, that I shall not fight, but I shall become your charioteer. I shall drive your chariot. So in this way, the battle was arranged, and when Dhritarashtra inquired, Kima Kurvata Sanjaya, what did they do? He says, don't be disappointed. There was no compromise. Immediately your son, after seeing the military arrangement of the Pandavas, he was surprised, and immediately went to Dronacharya. He is the commander-in-chief appointed first. What to do? Raja Vachanam Abravid. Then he began to speak, to inform Dronacharya. So next verse.
Shaitam,
Shaitam,
Panduputranam,
Panduputranam,
Acharya,
Acharya,
Mahatim, Chamum, Vyudham,
Drupada,
Katrena,
Tava,
Shishyena,
Dhimata,
Pashyaitam, Panduputranam,
Pashyaitam,
Panduputranam, Acharya Mahatim Chumum,
Acharya
Mahatim Chumum, Vyudhang Drupadaputrena,
Vyudhang Drupadaputrena,
Tava Shishyena Dhimata,
Tava Shishyena Dhimata,
Pashyaitang Panduputrana,
Pashyaitang Panduputrana,
Acharya Mahatim Chumum,
Acharya Mahatim Chumum,
Bhūrāṁ
drupadaputrena
tava
shishyena dhīmatā
pashyaitāṁ
pāṇḍuputrāṇāṁ
ācārya mahatīṁ
chamum
Bhūrāṁ drupadaputrena
Avashishyena dhimata
Pashyaitam panduputranam
Pashyaitam panduputranam
Acharya mahatim chamum
Acharya mahatim chamum
Yudham drupada putrena
Bhūrāṁ drupada putrena
Avashishyena dhimata
Avashishyena dhimata
Teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada.
Intelligent. This Drupada, this son of Drupada, he was meant for killing Dronacharya. Drupada Maharaj was not in good terms with Dronacharya. So he performed a yoga to get a son who could kill Dronacharya. That son is this Drupada. So Dronacharya knew that Drupada Maharaj has got his son, in future he would kill me. Still, when he was offered to become his disciple to learn military art, he accepted. Yes? That means the Brahmanas are so liberal. When he is coming as my disciple, never mind, he would kill me in future, that doesn't matter. But I must give him teaching. Therefore, this word is used, dhimata, very intelligent. He has learned the military science from you just to kill you. Dhimata, tava shishena. Your disciple, he has arranged. This is the pointing out. So that he may be angry. This rascal has learned from me and he wants to kill me. But no, duty is duty. After all, everyone will die. Nobody will exist. So nobody should be afraid of death. This is Vedic civilization. Death is inevitable, as sure as death. Who can avoid death? So, being afraid of death, we should not deviate from our duties, real duty. That is Vedic civilization. So, Duryodhana wanted to point out that this boy, your disciple, it is fixed up that he is meant for killing you, and he has arranged nicely military phalanx just to defeat you. And he has learned this art from you, therefore he is using this word dhimata. Dhi means intelligence. Dhimat sabda. Dhimat. Dhi means intelligence. And mat means one who possesses. Astarthe matupratta. When one possesses something, in this sense, this pratyaya, in Sanskrit there are pratyayas, so matupratyaya. So matup, from matup it comes to mat. Sanskrit language means it is so reformed that each and every word has significance. Not that like your English language, beauty but beauty put. No, not like that. If you say beauty but, you must say beauty but no, you change. Beauty but, beauty put. Why? This kind of change cannot be allowed in Sanskrit language. If the you means are, just like beauty, but, then it must always mean like that. No change. So, dhimata, dhi means intelligence. Dhi means intelligence. So one who has got intelligence, every word is used with full meaning. Sanskrit language is so nice, therefore it is called Sanskrit. Sanskrit, Sanskrita. Sanskrita means reform. And the alphabets are called Devanagari. Devanagari means these alphabets, just like in Europe, the Roman letters are used. Similarly, in the upper planetary system, these alphabets are used, Devanagari. Used in the cities of the demigods. And the language is called Sanskrit, most reformed. And Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. Even in this planet, the Latin is also derived from Sanskrit. Just like the maternal, the matri shabda, paternal, pitri shabda. dhimata. So here the writer is Vyasadev. So every word is selected either in Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam or the Puranas. All writings, Mahabharata, each and every word is used just like weighing in the balance. There should be so many words should be in the beginning, so many words should be in the end, not whimsically. That cannot be allowed. That is called Sanskrita Sahitya, literary. just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was hearing Keshav Kashmiri, as soon as there was little discrepancy, Bhavani Bharta, immediately he criticized and debated. Sanskrit language is so nice. Pashyitang Pandputranam, Acharya, my dear teacher, just see how many military soldiers are standing there on behalf of the Pandavas, and they have been arranged by your desire, who is meant for killing you. So just remember, that means you become more strong, that this boy and the other party may not kill you. But Duryodhana does not know that the death does not depend on military strength or bodily strength. When death will come, nobody can check. Death is God. When Krishna desires that this man should be killed now, or he must die now, nobody can check. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna desires to kill somebody, nobody can give him protection. No power. And if he wants to save somebody, nobody can kill him. This is Krishna's protection. Therefore, this big commander-in-chief, Dronacharya, and Bhishma Dev, Karna, they were very, very big, powerful commanders. Arjuna was nothing before them. Arjuna was just like Parikshit Maharaj compared, that my grandfather was just like an ordinary fish, and these soldiers, these commanders, just like Timingal. Timingal, there is a fish, we get information from Vedic literature. Very big fish. They swallow the whales. Timi means whale fish. And Timingal means just like small fish are swallowed up like this. So just imagine how big such fish is. So these commanders, Karna, Dronacharya and Bhishma, were compared with the Timingal. And Arjuna, although very powerful, he was compared with Timi. So Parikshit Maharaj admitted that it was not possible for my grandfather to win over the battle before these big commanders. It is only by the grace of Krishna he was saved. So the conclusion is, if Krishna saves, nobody can kill. And if Krishna wants to kill, nobody can save. Therefore, our conclusion should be that we should always be under the protection of Krishna. Avasya Rakhive Krishna. This is Saranagati. Saranagati is surrender. Surrender means that I am surrendering to Krishna with full faith that he is quite competent and able to give me protection. This is called surrender. Not that hesitation, I will surrender to Krishna and in case of danger, he may not be able to give me protection. That is not surrender. With full faith, yes, Krishna is so powerful, Krishna is so great that I am surrendering to Krishna from this day. From this day, Krishna, I was wandering throughout the universe, life after life, without knowing my relationship with you. Now today I surrender unto you. Kindly accept me and engage me in your service. This is called surrender. Thank you very much.